This is WBFO's Press Pass. I'm Pat Feldball, and it's time for my monthly chat with Tim Clark, head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Morning, Tim.
Well, good morning, Pat. It's great to be here, as always.
Tim, when I think of the Film Commission, I think of film, major motion picture, television movie, maybe a commercial, something like that. Along about 2-3 weeks ago, in the news, we see this story about a guy who's ice climbing Niagara Falls. And I come to find out that the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission has a lot to do with that event. What's going on there?
In that particular case, we sure did. It was sort of this extreme mountain climber by the name of Will Gadd. And it was sort of an exercise that Red Bull, the energy drink, did over at the falls. And, you know, it goes back, I guess, a few months ago when they approached New York State and state parks to do that. And, of course, it wasn't really well received right away, you know, because there's concern about copycats and all of those kinds of things. So what basically happened in that particular case is Red Bull came to us and said, look, you know, we're having some difficulty trying to figure out how to get this done. Could you help us, you know, with the agency stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So we did, and we approached state parks, and we sort of, you know, had some discussion at different levels. And, you know, Assemblyman Sean Ryan got involved, and the governor's office got involved. And next thing you know, this fellow had permission to climb Niagara Falls. And, you know, the nice part of that is that it was seen in, you know, really all the major networks across the world. So that was a good thing. And Major Dave Page of the New York State Parks Police had some extra sort of training that came out of this as well, because his officers got to integrate a little bit with Will Gadd and see how he climbs. And I think it was the first time they actually were over in that part of the falls doing some exercise as well. So
this is obviously a promotional piece for Red Bull. It made it to the news.
Mm-hmm.
Where else is something like that going to run? And what's the main purpose of the video?
Yeah, we are doing an awful lot of television as well as movies as well. And this is a television channel on the internet, actually, on YouTube, that Red Bull has. So, you know, we're doing a lot more web-based stuff. It's just the technology that exists today. And so that's getting quite a number of hits. It's been retweeted and, you know, posted on Facebook and reposted. So it's made the rounds for sure. And, you know, Red Bull's kind of a cutting-edge company. They do a lot of, a lot of these sort of promotional things on the internet that, you know, sort of get a younger demographic tuning in, which is really great for Niagara Falls. It reminds everybody about the beauty of the falls, particularly in the wintertime.
So what's coming up? What's in the pipeline?
There's a particular project we're working on. It's a movie, and very soon we'll be able to talk a little bit more about it. But we're going to ask people to put out their Christmas decorations, and I think the community will sort of redress itself as Christmas, because we'll be shooting a Christmas movie in a couple of weeks that, that'll air before next Christmas. So we have to, you know, sort of redecorate the town.
So I guess if there's any surefire way to make it stop snowing and warm up, it's to shoot a movie based on snow.
Well, and that's the funny thing about it. They came to us, it was a company from California that came to us, a film company, and they just knew that Western New York is known for, snow. And so essentially they had several options, but in the end picked us because they felt that it was that it was a good thing that was a better chance to have snow here than in Ohio or some other places that they were looking. And I was particularly pleased when I saw that the groundhog came out the other day last week and saw a shadow, because I think we've got a better chance of keeping that snow for this movie.
Well, with that, I think we're out of time. But Tim Clark, head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, thanks again for stopping by.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always a pleasure. And we'll see you soon.
See you soon. For WBFO's Press Pass, I'm Pat Feldball.